What do we know right now at this point about the activity of PARP inhibitors in patients with pancreatic cancer, either BRCA germline or not?
I don't have any data on patients who don't have BRCA mutations. However, there is evidence published in the JCO, this was approximately 3 years ago, when they tested PARP inhibitor in patients who had BRCA2 mutations. The study included several tumor types, even including like prostate cancer. And they showed that in patients who have pancreatic cancer, single agent PARP inhibitor produced a good stabilization of the disease. I don't think that we can see a good shrinkage, but we can see prolonged stabilization of the disease, which takes me back to this patient. If I see this patient responding, continue to respond well, after a while, one of the things I was thinking of was to stop the gemcitabine cisplatin because I don't want to continue with it for a very long time and then maintain him on a PARP inhibitor, which may also give him a good quality of life to go and enjoy his family. He's a young guy. So that would be one strategy I was thinking of in this particular patient, is to give chemotherapy for a finite number of cycles and then move on to maintenance with a PARP inhibitor. It's not part of the clinical trial. It's not evidence-based if you want, but to me, clinically, it makes sense.
So I'm hearing prostate cancer investigators say, we're testing for BRCA germline. If they're positive, we'll consider. We try to get a PARP inhibitor off study. They are telling me they see some responses. Do you think that BRCA germline, from the point of view of PARP inhibitors, is going to start to follow sort of the MSI path? We saw now for the first time an FDA approval based on a biomarker with MSI, not a specific tumor site. Do you think BRCA germline and PARP inhibitors is maybe going to go in the same direction?
In my opinion, it should, because there is a percentage. I was just looking at an article published very recently in Clinical Cancer Research in pancreatic cancer from the Memorial Sloan Kettering Group, and they have a 4%. A 4% chance of having BRCA2 mutation and possibly benefiting from, or having even a 50% benefit or a 60% benefit from a PARP inhibitor is something worthwhile, and I think we should be considering. In my practice, I do check for BRCA2 mutations in patients with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and I think at some point we are going to start using it as a routine. For that reason, I believe that it has to be. I would strongly support the FDA to consider such an approval.